This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Minutes past seven. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Tonight you're joined by Dil and Vic.
Aloha.
Aloha. Oh, cool. Another. This is the same language. You said last time we have another language.
I'm pretty sure this one's a dead giveaway.
Let's see if anyone knows what it is. Text in 0427 Joy 949. What language did Vic just speak?
It was Aloha.
So it's a really hard task that we do on Generation
Next. We'll get
harder
and harder.
So, tonight, we've got another amazing show.
It's pretty jam-packed tonight.
Jam-packed full of awesome. We've got Grant O'Sullivan from Equal Play and Victorian rower Chris Bush. They're dropping by in just a little while. They'll be talking about Equal Play, the survey, what's going on with Equal Play, and Chris is also going to talk about his coming out story.
That's right. We've also got Amelia from Minus 18 discussing the same-sex formal that's happening this year again, because it happens annually. Dil would know because he went last year.
Oh, no, I didn't go last year. I wasn't part of the crew. I wasn't here yet. I wasn't even radio born, essentially. Still, like, I don't know.
Everyone was missing out on both of us this time last year.
They were.
We've also got a New Zealand musician who we'll be revealing later in the show and we'll be playing live.
Yes, live from Dex. And can I just say that I saw this guy play a couple of weeks ago and it was insane. Like, all it was just him, like his guitar and a looper. So
I'm pretty excited.
And it was just insane.
I'm fascinated with people that play guitar.
Yeah.
Just the way their brain can function to play one hand and play the other and sing sometimes at the same
time. Wait till you see this because it's like explosive. Sure, you know, the listener, you guys aren't going to see it, but we will and we're going to love it. that was really mean. And you know what? At any point tonight, if you feel like you want to join the conversation or you know, you hear something and you go, hey, I want to add to that. Then send us a text on 0427 Joy 949. You can call front desk on 1300 569 949. Or if you have something a little bit longer you want to say, then shoot us an email on onair@joy.org.au.
You know how I stare at the screen waiting for you guys to email, so please do.
Seriously, we're like despos. You know when you're waiting for that text that just doesn't come and you just sit there and then
That's
you're
right.
Like, you get the phantom text feeling where like you think your pocket vibrated, but
and
really
it doesn't.
It's not. Yeah, it's nothing. It's false hope. That's what it is, Vic.
It's just... Let's not go into that.
Vic, what did you get up to on the weekend?
Well, I had my little cousin's fifth birthday yesterday, and can I say, it was quite a day. They had a jumping castle, and they got a trampoline. So, you know how I busted my ankle a couple of weeks ago?
Yep.
Yeah, let's just say it wasn't the smartest move to be jumping in a jumping castle full of rowdy kids.
That takes weeks to heal. Like, your ankle takes ages. What were you doing?
5 weeks. I just don't know how to take doctor's orders.
Neither can I.
But, it was pretty cool. I had a great time and got to eat some cookies and jelly. So, I'm not going to lie, I'm one satisfied 10-and-a-half-year-old.
But do you know what? I want, for my 25th birthday, I want to get a jumping castle.
Do it.
I really
do.
Do
it. And you need to go to, like, have you been to Bounce Inc.?
No, I haven't. What's that?
It's just a like play center full of bouncy balls, and you bounce like there's bounce balls, and there's like trampoline type material, and you don't walk. Everything's jumping.
Okay, why can't there be like? I know it's like a really weird request, but how cool would it be if you go to one of those like kids' place like as an adult? Like, I feel like 25 is like the year where you know you start to actually be like a fully fledged grown up.
I'll still be doing these things when I'm 35.
I hope so. I hope I'm doing the same too, Vic.
If I haven't broken any of my ankles, you know.
Why not break both of them? Then, you know, at least you've got a cool story. Do you know what? People get out of the way when you have an injury as well.
What did you get up to on the weekend is what I would like to know.
What I got up onto the weekend?
You went to bed pretty early last night.
Oh, I was just so tired. I need my beauty sleep. This doesn't just happen.
Oh, yeah.
Naturally. I don't know. I caught up with some old mates who I used to work with, and it was just really, really good catching up with them. But it turned out to be a very, very large, very large weekend, and I'm
It's always the ones you least expect.
It's always the ones where it's just like, hi, let's just catch up for a few moments.
My mate and I were totally content to just work on like some of our side projects and everything. And before we knew it, we had a mate come over to my place about 9:30 on Saturday night. And he's like, so I hear Tidy is playing at Fashion Lounge. Do you want to go? And I was like, well, you just sold me. That's like selling, you know, food to a heavily weighted person.
So jealous. Do you know what? I was stalking Vic's Facebook page and I saw updates. I saw her with Tidy.
That's right.
Yep.
What can I say?
You know what? Hey, it's 10 minutes past 7. We've got more Generation Next and Equal Play coming up right after this.
Stick around.
Hi, this is Masha Hines and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
It's Generation Next. It's about 7:15 and you're listening to Joy 94.9. Tonight you're joined by Dil and Vic.
Aloha, I'm still waiting.
Still waiting for a text in. And right now we're sitting with Grant O'Sullivan from Equal Play and Chris Bush, who's a Victorian rower and recently publicly announced that he's actually part of our LGBTI family.
Welcome.
Thank you.
When can we christen you?
What's the christening involve?
Okay, I'm not allowed to say on air.
After 9 p.m.
Yeah, that's when the ratings change. Now, if anyone wants to join the conversation at any time throughout this interview, send us a text on 0427-JOY-949. Or if you have something a little bit longer you want to ask, maybe shoot us an email on onair@joy.org.au. Bit of a background, Equal Play is a study that we've been going crazy with. You've been listening to the podcast. It has been on the podcast announcements. So it's a study into experiences of 14 to 23-year-old queer Victorians in sport and PE, the good and the bad and the impact of those experiences. So,
yeah. How is the Equal Play survey going, Grant?
It is going pretty well. We do have around 330 people that have done the survey, which is good. We'd love over 400. But about 70 of those people are straight. So
how did you manage that?
I don't know. I've got a couple of theories. One, I think there might be great straight allies that want to have a say, which is great. But I think also because we've incentivized the study that there's a draw for an iPad, and I'm doing a lot of recruiting on Facebook with the iPad ad, that they think that they want to go in for the iPad.
The iPad is selling.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one way to knock off a survey. What if you say it's pink? Would that help? A pink iPad?
Probably not. It's interesting because I've got the Facebook ad guides to this one post I have about the incentive, and there's about 20 comments on there, and they're all about the iPad.
iPads aren't that expensive, are they? I mean, people can't be that desperate.
I know.
It is marketed for the 14 to 23-year-olds.
I suppose between the 14 and 18, I don't understand. Like, my parents wouldn't buy me anything, so I'd be getting into the draw of things, but...
And the interesting thing is that, you know, surely more than 330 gay people between the age of 14 and 23 have played sport before, have been involved in sport. So any experience is valid. You know, everyone's had an experience in sport.
Everyone's done PE, whether they like it
whether
or not.
Whether they like it or not, for sure. PE. I remember girls at my school used to purposely wear their dress so they didn't have to play any part of PE because you had to have your sports uniform on.
Yeah.
And obviously, I can't play, I'm in my dress.
I'll be honest, I used to pretend that I wore contact lenses and I would say, I've lost my contact lens. Do you know how hard it is to find an imaginary contact lens? Those things you'll be looking for ages, but you should not do that. You should be telling people about telling people at Equal Play about this, what your experience is. So what stories have you heard so far?
Well, I had a little bit of look. I haven't had a look in the data too much yet because we're still recruiting and getting more people in. I had a little look at the question where people could tell us why they stopped, because we've got, you know, a bunch of people who are still doing sport, but probably a third of the people so far don't do it anymore. They used to, but they don't do it anymore, or probably more than a third, actually. So I had a look at that, and there was a lot of practical reasons and injury and school. You know, I moved and all that sort of stuff, but a lot of people just... didn't really like it, or they didn't like it anymore, or they never liked it in the first place for various reasons. A lot of them mentioned that there was a bit of bullying without necessarily alluding to sexuality, but some people were quite direct and said that that's what it was about. So there was a lot of people who didn't really like sport, or they lost their like or their attachment to sport over the years. Maybe when they were really young they liked it, and things happened as they got older where they didn't like it anymore, and once they could they stopped.
Was it a feeling, from what you're like reading from the surveys so far, is it a feeling like not inclusion? perhaps? Or
there was a bit of that, and they certainly also allude to things like whether you were good or not. So the teachers and the coaches would focus on the people who were better rather than the ones who weren't as good, so they weren't doing the real skill development and you know, working on the confidence of those people to bring them up, which, you know, is something that we've probably all experienced as well. Yeah. And stuff around even, you know, body image and all that sort of stuff, if you didn't look right and all those sorts of things. And then some people were talking about, you know, your gender role stuff, about how manly you were and all that sort of stuff was in there. A little bit of that was in there as well. But we, you know, we've got probably more guys than girls that have done the survey. We'd like a lot more girls to do it. And we've got a small amount of young people who identify as transgender. We'd love a lot more of them to come and do the survey as well. There's quite a bit of people talking about, you know, homophobia in these environments, and the transphobia certainly was a lot higher for those people. But one thing I did notice that was interesting, that whether because we asked them about different environments, whether it's school sport or club sport or PE now or in the past, and probably over 50% of people in most of those environments aren't out or never were out. So it's still not a place where people feel comfortable to be out. A small amount of people have, but the vast majority are not out at all.
I know a lot of girls that play they play footy and stuff. So I want to get them onto this, actually. I'd love to know what, because I know I've seen some of them get bullied from the sidelines, being, you know, too butch or too this or too that. And you'd be surprised, like some of the greatest players are the straightest girls, and even they get bullied, even though they're not even gay. So I'm going to take that into consideration and pass that along to a couple of the footy clubs that I'm involved with.
Please do.
And the most, like, one of the best things about this, probably the best thing about this survey, is that all the information is going into policy reform.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah, we're certainly keeping in mind on an eye on, you know, what we'll be doing with the data in the, you know, in the end. So we do want to inform policy within PE, you know, and the people that set out the curricula and the culture of that sort of stuff, and also sporting clubs, because some of it might be, you know, that it's not specific in their equality policies and their discrimination policies. Do they even mention, you know, sexuality and gender identity or not? And then the way that coaches and so forth for sort of conduct themselves, you know, there's that whole thing about casual homophobic language that comes up a lot in sport. And I don't know if Chris will talk about that, that the coaches seem to be challenging that and not partaking in it. So there's all sorts of things that will probably come up that we can suggest to both those environments, that they can help both with the culture and also with policy to make it more welcoming.
Well, I was actually reading Chris's open letter that was published online, and you touched on the homophobia in the locker rooms. Chris, just for the listeners who may not have actually read your letter, even though we shared it on Facebook for you all, yes. But if you haven't, if you weren't able to read it for whatever reason or whatever, look, Chris, would you mind sharing us
your
story?
Absolutely. I came out on a website called Athlete Ally a few weeks ago, wrote a bit of a story for them. So definitely check that out if you haven't already. But my experience was rowing for a number of years and telling no one the truth about who I was, until one New Year's Eve a few years ago, when I was just, you know, a few too many beers in, probably at 3 a.m. And a friend refused to keep walking home until I told him what was clearly upsetting me. So the first person I told in the world that I was gay was also someone I was rowing with at the time. And his response was to give me a hug and say, "That's all right, mate." Which for me was just an outstanding response. I think, you know, it's really worrying that young people today, you know, even they expect from their best friend a negative response to their coming out. And I think that the language in the locker room definitely helped, you know, sets that expectation for you. So many friends came up to me afterwards and apologized for the way they'd spoken in the sporting environment.
And just since you came out, well, after you came out, I guess, and then people realised that, you know, they were using quite defamatory and hurtful language, did they take it on board?
Absolutely. And they said to me, you know, Bushy, we didn't actually mean that. You know, we didn't mean those things you said, which to take as an apology was quite nice, but it did make me wonder, you know, why on earth do young people or coaches in general say these things in the first place? If we don't mean them, you know, why are we taught to say them, you know?
I think it's one of those things I reckon they all grow up with, I reckon.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, hey, when you're young and you follow what the other person is doing,
Yeah.
Arrogant is one of those things. So, you know, they lead by example.
Yeah, definitely a cultural thing.
And
yeah.
if you hear the coaches saying it just like it's with no disregard, no to anybody's feelings or how it might affect them, then, I mean, they're going to think it's okay.
Yeah, yeah, which is why, you know, I sort of jumped on board with this survey to push it, because without the experiences of gay, same-sex attracted LGBT people, you know, the policy decisions won't be made, the changes won't be made in you know, sports policy.
So how do you feel then if you hear about youth in the LGBT, I can never say that word.
Just going to run it. LGBTI.
In our community, yeah, in our community, in sporting events getting, I mean, targeted.
Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising. I think it's, you know, I think we expect it. We talk about stereotypes in women's sport, you know, soccer or football, then you have to be, you know, have to be a lesbian. And that's just not the case. Just like in, you know, in masculine sports, you know, football, rowing, you know, kickboxing, whatever it may be, there's an expectation that you have to be, you know, hyper-masculine. But, you know, if my friends can change, and some of them came from the most, you know, homophobic backgrounds, you know, from country schools when they were taught to say these terrible things, if they can change, you know, just with one experience in knowing me, then surely every sporting club and every group can change to be a little bit better and make it a more comfortable experience.
We can only hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris, one thing I want to say is that it's just amazing that there are so many, like yourself and other gay sportsmen coming out and, you know, shedding light because, like what Vicky said, leading by example. Because when we talk about this and when, you know, you say, hey, you know, there's nothing actually wrong with it, it helps to normalise it, which is all we really want.
Definitely. There's blokes like Matt Mitchum have done a massive, you know, massive thing for sport in general. There was the football player who came out a few months ago.
Jason Ball,
absolute legend. So, you know, there's only so far been a few, you know, role models and they've made such a huge difference.
Absolutely. You
know, I think there'll be more to come.
Yeah.
I think now that it's like a domino effect. Now that as someone's actually taking the stand to do so, I think it will be a more common thing to hear about, hopefully, anyway.
And actually, this friend I came out to, his brother is Daniel Jackson, who plays for Richmond, was one of the footballers who marched in Pride March. And there was two AFL footballers and Jason who marched. And I sent Daniel a message saying, thanks for doing that, mate. He said, I was amazed with the support, the response I got. But that's how massive it is, an AFL player standing up and saying what's okay.
Absolutely. And I think it was a really awesome year to be checking this out at Pride March because it definitely is showing that there's a tilt in the balance. Well, a massive tilt in the balance.
Massive changes, yeah.
Now, if people want to do the survey, where can they find out some more info on it?
I think the best place to find us is on Facebook. So just www.facebook.com/equalplay, all one word. Or if you search Equal Play, we're the top of the search results. And if you're on our Facebook page and you know where the little tab is for photos, right next to that is a tab with coloured balls on it and it says to do the survey, and that's where you can click on there and you can go and do the survey for us.
And honestly, we've all played sport, we've all been there, so everyone has a story to tell.
And we also want to hear from people who are not sporty as well. So even if you have been put off of sport, we want to hear from you guys as well.
Any words for the people or for the person who actually might not have come out yet?
Well, I think, you know, people need to come out when they're ready and they feel safe and all that sort of thing. But as we were talking about with the casual homophobic language in sport, that it certainly makes it feel and seem like it's unsafe and that you won't be accepted. But once you get past that and people realize that you're gay or lesbian amongst them, it makes them think differently about the language they're using, and it doesn't actually mean that they're thinking homophobically. It's just part of the sport culture. So it may seem like it's unsafe because of those words, but underneath it, often it's not quite what it seems.
Absolutely. And you don't have to do it on New Year's Eve, you know, 24 beers down, but you may be very surprised that the people around you are incredibly supportive. So perhaps tell that best friend of yours and see what result you have.
That's actually a really, really awesome message to finish on. Thank you guys for coming in. If you need more info, you can go to the Gen Next Facebook, or you can search Equal Play onto Facebook and it leads you right to the survey. We've got more Generation Next coming up right after this.
Get more of the fresh new sounds from around the world. Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Hi, this is Marsha Hines, and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
This is Generation Next. Tonight you're joined by Dill, and I've got Amelia from Minus 18 stepping into the office or the studio. How are you, Amelia?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, Amelia, there's some really cool things happening with Minus, or things that are coming up with Minus. Can you share with us what's happening?
Well, we've just had our scavenger hunt event, which went really well. We had over 40 people there, and we had some really awesome prizes we were giving out.
Oh, like what?
We had some gift vouchers, and we had some merchandise and different like resources that we make ourselves, cool. All the young people. So we gave them out, which was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
We've got some good feedback from that, which is nice. And we've also got the annual same-sex formal coming up on April 6th, which is really exciting for me because it's the first one that I'm going to, and I'm actually going to be running this one.
Wow.
It's very exciting.
So can you talk us through like what it takes to actually set up the same-sex formal? Like what actually goes into that?
So there's a lot of hours. There's a lot of phone calls.
Yep.
And negotiating with different companies and sponsors, and like the companies and sponsors that I've been working with are so fantastic. Safe Schools Coalition Victoria have been incredible with sponsoring us and funding for a lot of it, which is amazing of them.
We do love the Safe Schools Coalition.
We definitely do.
So what is the importance, just for someone who has no idea what the same-sex formal is, can you talk us through like why it is so important?
I think the same-sex formal is really important for young people because it gives them a space to completely be themselves and just be accepted for who they are, like not caring about their gender or their sexuality, and just a place to celebrate the fact that this is a safe space and that you can have so much fun here with an incredible dinner. Yeah. And so it's like a 3-course meal, and we've got drinks, and we've got an awesome dessert that I'm excited about.
Yep.
Which I'll leave that for a surprise, but it's a bit exciting.
And I hear there's some performers as well coming on, or there's a bit of a stage present. Is there a show?
We've got some speeches and some footage, some clips that Minus TV has been working on. We've got, I think, 5 or 6 incredible lineups for main stage and acoustics.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for them. One of them's my very good friend, so I'm excited to see her perform. Yeah. But we've got some incredible lineups that are really excited to play, and we're excited to hear them.
What would probably be your highlight act from the lineup?
Bit biased because my friend is performing. I'm very like, that's probably my highlight, is to see her perform in front of a really big crowd. Because we attract like 500 young people plus sponsors plus like execs, and so it's pretty good. Like the numbers they add up and they're fantastic.
So does Minus promote this through like schools that you're in, or that the Minus crew are in to raise support and raise awareness?
Yeah, the Safe Schools Coalition Victoria promotes our event through the schools that have elected to be safe and stand up against homophobia and transphobia.
Yep.
So they do that. And then the Minus crew are always sharing the events on Facebook. They're like, my news feed is pretty much just same-sex formal all the time, which is exciting to see.
Oh, absolutely. We've actually got the same-sex formal details up on our Generation Next Facebook page. But if they want to go straight to Minus's Facebook page or website, where should they go, Amelia?
So they should type in Minus 18 and on Facebook, which has got all the details and got links to our website, which is minus18.org.au. And if you just go to upcoming events and go dance events, then it's got everything there.
Oh, that is awesome. Hey, have you picked out your dress? Have you got everything you're wearing? Because that's like one of the biggest things, going to the formal.
I know. It's kind of, that's probably my most stressful time, is to find a dress and find some practical shoes to be able to run around in and dance in for multiple hours. That's going to be a fun thing to try and find on the holidays for a good price as well.
And look, if any of our older listeners who wear a lot of heels, if they could also maybe send a message to Minus to give Amelia some tips on how to deal with, let's say, like blisters or just coping with running around in heels and dancing and doing everything like that.
Yeah. Or even if they want to sponsor a ticket to give the chance for a young person to go to the formal, if they can't afford it, they can head to our website, minus18.org.au.
So people can actually purchase a ticket for someone who can't afford one.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's fantastic.
Why? Like, well, not so much why, but where did this start from?
I think this started just from like young people. Not everyone has a job, and like I know I have a part-time job, but I'm also in year 12, So that it comes down to that fine line. Do you want to go out on the weekend or do you want to go to the same sex formal? And so I think just this opportunity, and especially for those people, if they're older, they didn't get a chance to have an event like this. I know it's really special for them to be able to give someone else the chance.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So where can they do that? Where can they buy a ticket for someone?
So pretty much it's on our event page. So if you go to minus18.org.au and, as I said before, upcoming events, and then click on dance events, there is a link to say sponsor a ticket here now, and you click on that and it goes straight to the event page.
Fantastic. And if anyone listening is going to the same-sex formal, you go up to Amelia and you give her a high five because she is going through year 12 and organising a formal. How's year 12 treating you?
It's busy. It's very busy. Two folio subjects.
Oh, wow.
But I am loving it.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Well, Amelia, always a pleasure having you on Generation Next. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Generation Next. Love it.
It's 25 minutes to 8. You're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. That was Amelia from Minus 18 talking about the same-sex formal. We got a message in over that. Gays are equally homophobic in the sports community. That's Alan from Northcote.
Touching on the interview that we just had with Gus. Grant Gus. And the amazing and hunky Chris from Equal Play. So that's interesting. Gays are equally homophobic in the sports community. I didn't actually have that one pegged.
I think maybe perhaps they mean the guys that aren't out yet. Maybe they're the ones who are homophobic.
Ah, we talked about this, the internalized homophobia.
I can't see the guys that are out being homophobic. That just doesn't make any sense.
Before I came out, I was insanely homophobic. I was a really, really bad bully. Really bad bully.
Dylan.
I know. I feel really awful about it. But you know what I don't feel awful about? Playing amazing music. Tonight, guys, we're joined by Mr. Wiki.
Hey.
Oh, they're awesome. In stereo. So Mr. Wiki's come on tonight to bust out with some amazing tunes. Let's hear it. You're on Generation Next.
Hi. Kia ora, everybody. I'm Hayden, a.k.a. Mr. Wiki. And I'm just going to sing you fellas a tune tonight. This one's an original one. It's called Freedom. Ooh, sounds nice for the system there.
Hey,
bit of freedom for you, Joy 94.9.
Boom. I woke up in bed with my head to my chest last night. Hoping that I got the balance right with my newfound freedom. What am I to do with the spare time that I'm not loving you? Oh, oh, how I wonder. Life systematically helped me to see the light. Much to my surprise, the prize was there before my very eyes. Talking about my freedom, oh, freedom to do what I wanna do and be who I wanna be. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm gonna sing to the top of my voice if I want to. Freedom close to me, I've got to keep my freedom like it's supposed to be. I've got to keep my freedom close to me. I've got to keep my freedom like it's supposed to be. Oh, hey, haka hiya moto ahu. Wopene kite haka kite kohu nei to weha. Nga kore hipa atura. Ito ata huana to rite tonu. Rite tonu kia hine moa e. Ai tia koe te uri o te rapiti. He uri whakaheke no pae kia ariki. He kai eke tōra. He uri aga heke no ngā kawai hakapapa no whangara. Oh, tia freedom close to me. I've got to keep my freedom like it's supposed to be. I've got to keep my freedom close to me.
I've got to keep my freedom like it's supposed to be. Oh, hey. Joy 94.9 on the system. Mr. Wicky up in the house. Coming straight for your system. Comfy blizz, fire blizz. Comfy wind up your waist, no matter waste, no space. This one's for your freedom fighters. This one's full of lovers out there. Gotta keep myself free.
More new music than any other radio station. Joy 94.9.
20 minutes to 8. That was Mr. Wicky live in studio on Generation Next. That was awesome. Thank you so much.
I am amazed.
Welcome, bro.
How long have you been writing for?
Solidly for about the last, maybe 10 or 15 years.
Yeah. Rather. And just for the folks at home, that was Māori that you were speaking?
That's Māori language. It was a chopper between Māori and English, and I thought it might be, pay homage to my language, because Māori is my first language.
Awesome.
And then English my second language, so I thought, chop and change it, and it's good to sell to the market here and the market back home.
I've been to a Māori wedding. Man, you guys party better than the Greeks. It was a Greek and Māori wedding.
Really? Greek and Māori wedding?
Yeah, my neighbour, she used to be my Greek school teacher. She loves islanders.
All right.
And we went to her wedding. It was the best.
Wow.
Had a great time. Just the celebrations and the festivities.
And the food.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we like to eat.
They mixed it all up. The culture combination.
Beautiful.
Was
I wouldn't mind having a Greek hangi or something.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be pretty good. Do you know what? I haven't had a hangi in years. Yeah. Like in years, since I've been living in Melbourne. When I was still on the coast, living in Queensland, that was the last time I had one. Yeah, it's like bro. 6 years ago.
Missing out, brother. Missing out.
Thanks again. That was really rad. When are you playing next?
I'm playing this Friday starting at 9:30 at Bar Usu, 653 Sydney Road in Brunswick. And then if anybody's down in Aries Inlet on Saturday, I'm playing at the Aries Inlet pub. So it's the style that I do, it's a cross between neo soul, reggae, raga, dancehall, funk, hip hop, all by myself, me and my loop station, wah pedal and my guitar. Those are my band members. So if he's a down like James Brown, get down to Bar Usu this coming Friday or Saturday down the Aries Inlet.
I have to recommend it. It is pretty crazy. When I saw you play at Workshop, I was totally blown away. Hey, check him out. Check out his stuff. This will be up on the podcast in a couple of days. I promise you that. We've got more Generation Next coming up right after this.
Keep us on air. Become a member today. Call 1-300-JOY-949.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
There's a bear in there and a chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside. It's play school.
I felt embarrassed to sing after that performance by Mr. Wicky.
You got no talent to go on The X Factor. Sorry, Dill.
I know, exactly. Remember that time, that other show that we were singing, and then the crows just appeared out of nowhere? It was like a merchant of doom.
I'm waiting for them to come back. They're going to return.
Do you know what? That scared the absolute bejeebus out of me. It looked into my soul. It's 16 minutes to 8. You're listening to Generation Next with Dill and Vic, and we're in the middle of, in the beginning of gay school.
A gay marriage passes second vote in New Zealand. So New Zealand Parliament has passed its second reading of the Marriage Equality Bill this week. The bill passed 77 to 44 and only has one more hurdle to face before it can become law, which is expected to come next month. The New Zealand Parliamentary Committee gave the thumbs up to same-sex marriage being legalised in the country in February, saying that the amendment also ensures no minister was obliged to marry someone against their own beliefs. Polls suggest nearly two-thirds of New Zealanders support extending marriage rights to same-sex couples.
That's really awesome. Go New Zealand. Schools tackle gay taunts. Victorian government's latest anti-bullying campaign, Bully Stoppers, has revealed its advice on the third annual National Day of Action Against Bullying and Violence, challenging homophobic language. Their advice, don't assume that all students and teachers are straight. Support same-sex attracted students. More than 600,000 students and 1,400 schools nationwide have signed up for the National Day of Action, organised by by a coalition of school government agencies and bodies. The Safe Schools Coalition Victoria coordinator Roz Ward has worked with the state government on the Bully Stoppers campaign, saying it was very important that homophobic education was included in mainstream campaigns. Ward also encouraged Victorian schools to take advantage of Bully Stopper grant scheme, which is offering $5,000 grants for up to 200 schools to introduce their own anti-bullying.
That's a pretty good incentive.
It's actually a really awesome incentive. And I'd like to know if you're in any of you, if in your school or your high school, you know, they're introducing these.
They really do need to be implemented. I think every school needs one, primary and secondary.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. And I really think it'd be cool if we could hear from, I guess, one of our listeners or anyone out there who has got one of these introduced to their school. So you can send us an email to generationnext@joy.org.au or hit us up on the Facebook. Love to hear from you.
The government is also being accused of failing LGBTI students. Brisbane group of parents and friends of lesbians and gays, PFLAG, have accused the organisers of today's National Day of Action Against Bullying and Violence of failing to include and support gay and lesbian students in their anti-bullying messages and efforts. According to PFLAG, the Bullying No Way website that was being used to promote the event on March 15 fails to provide any information or guidelines to prevent homophobic bullying in schools, despite a senior Queensland government official stating that LGBTI student bullying would be included. The National Day of Action Against Bullying and Violence is coordinated by the Queensland Department of Education, Training and Employment, who only recently met with representatives from PFLAG to discuss the results from a university study that found instances of homophobic bullying and abuse were most prevalent in Queensland. PFLAG met with the State Schooling Operations and Strategy Executive Director Sharon Mullins in late February to share the study's results and to discuss measures and guidelines that could be introduced in the DETE to help prevent bullying. Mullins was apparently very surprised to hear of the prevalence of homophobic bullying in Queensland schools, especially when it was revealed that the study's results implicated teachers in contributing to abuse and, in some cases, condoning the bullying. In some instances, both teachers and students were involved in the bullying of an LGBTI student. Presently, there are no official guidelines or anti-homophobic bullying specific policy in place by the DETE, while most other states already have guidelines in place for some time. Dill. Talk to me. I know you're from Queensland.
Like, I think I did when I was in high school and before I came out, like I was pretty nasty and I made some very, very horrible things. Well, made some very horrible statements that I really do wholeheartedly regret. And obviously it came out of deflection. So people were like, oh, it couldn't be him. But then when I did come out, like I had not a very bad experience. I think that's just because I'm a 6'2" Islander and I dress like I'm out of a Manson video clip. So that might have something to do with it. They were scared of me, which, you know, if that's happening to you, maybe don't try and intimidate people.
Do you agree that Queensland schools are quite homophobic? Or even if they bully just in general?
I was lucky. At my high school, I went to Narang, which is a bit of a feral. It was feral when I was there. It was scary, like it was pretty scary. But the good students and the times that I remember there, it was good. It was like a really, really good place. Aside from like the time that some kids jumped the fence and threatened to kill everyone, but that wasn't homophobic. They were just doing that to anyone, regardless of any kind of secret agenda. We did get a text in saying, "Hello, Jen. Next, I went to the Melbourne Queer Film Fest, Short and Girly, on the weekend. There were some good films there." Thanks, Texter. And we got a text in from Linda. I want to know how many gay people are in Sunbury. we don't really have
that. I want to know how many gay people are in Richmond. Do the math.
I don't think we really have head counters. And Linda, if you want to start your own survey, then by all means, go ahead and send us an email on onair@joy.com.
And we'll be happy to broadcast it.
Yeah, absolutely. How many gays are in your area, starting with Sunbury?
We can start a dating service.
Oh, we could. That's we right. really could. Oh, we could even be like a community.
And all the profits go to my pocket.
Let's hope no one from management is in right now. Ellen postpones Down Under adventure. US talk show host Ellen DeGeneres has postponed her trip to Australia by a few days due to illness, according to reports. DeGeneres tweeted that she was trying to get better before a holiday Down Under, and her wife Portia de Rossi were due to attend a black tie cocktail party at the Grand Hyatt Melbourne on Tuesday. She was also tipped to meet with Prime Minister Julia Gillard about gay marriage during the day. Do you know what I really think was, I guess, like a humorous note to this story? One of the trashy magazines, they really didn't do their research all too well, because, you know, how they're a tabloid magazine, can't name the names for obvious reasons, but they released photos saying that Ellen's here. She's landed in Australia and here are her secret picks, but they had it all ready to go to print and release before Ellen had, you know, so that she's not here. So it was pretty much just like, oh.
Everyone knows you lied.
Someone did not do their research properly. That's
it's
what
bad
happens.
Editing.
And that's a lesson for all. If you're going to lie, people are going to find out.
If they can be bothered.
If they can be bothered. You know, the truth always has happened to come out, no matter what.
A new Microsoft commercial is a sign of cultural shift in favor of safe-sex marriage, or is it just a marketing ploy? Because the ad promoting Microsoft's email service Outlook features a lesbian couple just married, which is greeted with a positive response from a friend via email. The commercial's tagline is "Get updated," which could be seen as a cheeky jab on marriage equality opponents, considering the subjects used in the ad. Microsoft recently joined a coalition of companies that filed a U.S. Supreme Court brief calling for the Defense of Marriage Act to be struck down, arguing the federal ban on same-sex marriage is bad for business. The coalition of some 70 companies also included Facebook and Google.
Do you know what? I have to say that Bill Gates actually donates a lot of his wage to
a lot of charities.
To a lot of charities.
One.
He's actually one of the few billionaires and the big CEOs that have signed a pledge. And I think it was after Oxfam released the stats, because Oxfam came out with this paper at the beginning of this year saying that if the world's richest donated the profits, just the profits from their business alone, if all the companies did that, it would actually wipe out poverty four times over. So Bill Gates and a couple of other of these billionaires, they've signed a pledge where they're giving away like huge, ridiculous sums.
Amounts of money.
Yeah, to help eradicate poverty. And they donated, Bill Gates donated funds to marriage equality in the States.
He's done a lot for the environment as well.
Oh, most certainly has. So I think that this is a great gesture.
I think his house is actually one of the most environmentally friendly houses around the world. He's in the top five, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
It's like greenhouse safe and like everything.
That is full on. Go you, Bill Gates. Sure, I have a lot of problems with your service sometimes, but you know what? As a humanitarian, you did it right, mate. You did it right. A rights group condemns Mardi Gras violence. LGBT equality organisation All Out has called on the New South Wales Police Minister to ensure that investigations regarding the alleged use of excessive force against Mardi Gras goers will be full, fair and subject to independent oversight. The level of violence displayed is unacceptable. An internal investigation is necessary, but only the first step in addressing these allegations, All Out Executive Director Andre Banks said. Sydney's reputation as a safe and friendly destination of choice for all people is at serious risk. The controversial YouTube video of the rough handling of an 18-year-old Mardi Gras attendee has received international media attention since going viral last week. Police need to be protecting the pride demonstrators all over the world, from Russia to Uganda and Australia, Banks said. And if anyone has watched that video, it is full on.
Did you read some of the comments?
I think
people
I posted some.
People are haters, man. Like, I've never, like, they must be really upset in life in general, and that's fine. But, like, some people were just like, yeah, he deserved it. And I was like, well, how would you like to be beat up for no reason?
See, I saw some of the other ones where they were pretty much just, like, demanding the cop's blood. And it was just like, wow.
Oh, look, he did hit, I saw the previous, but he did attack the cop. But in saying that, he was cuffed up and they didn't need to use such force.
Well, I just remember, like, one clear part that stood out for me was just when this 18-year-old kid is just, and yes, I called him a kid, is just, he's crying and he's, like, saying, what is happening? What is going on? And it was just, it was insane. It was definitely a lot of force. And you look at how big that guy was. Like, he's a twink. He's tiny, okay?
He was pretty cute, yeah.
Like, very, very small dude. You don't need that much amount of force.
You should. The comments just amazed me. They really did. Yeah, people were just some. Like, there was one guy in particular, because I don't really know, I don't comment on videos like that.
Yeah.
Just kind of watch them, have my own, keep my opinion to myself. And I was just like, you know, you don't need to use such force when you have like seven other cops around him. Like, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the guy was just pretty much, he just was insulting everybody that was supporting the kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So everyone started assault, like responding to the guy that was defending the kid.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's a bit nasty. Because like there were seven cops and one kid. That doesn't make sense. Hey, it's 5 minutes to eight. We've got a little bit more of Generation X coming up right after this.
If you want robots on air, listen to someone else. We just give you real people.
Joy 94.5.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Nine. 4 minutes to eight. This is Generation Next with Dill and Vic. Thank you so much to everyone who listened tonight. Thanks to Equal Play, Mr. Wiki, and Amelia from Minus 18.
Yeah, thanks everyone. It was a really good show, I think.
It was a fantastic show.
I had fun.
Beautiful. I love it when you have fun. We're going to cruise out of here now.
We will see you next week. We'll speak to you next week. And texting, come on. Aloha. It was Hawaiian.
Yeah, there was no texting. There was no answer.
I'm coming up with a new one next week. That's fine. I'll guess it myself.
I think maybe you could like pretend you're a voice. But hey, we're going to cruise out of here. Worldwide Waves is coming up. Hey, we've got Mind Over Matters new track featuring Kiki called Real Life. You know, send us a text. Tell us what you think. 0427-JOY-949. Bye, guys.
See ya.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.